I won't keep you waiting. I'm going to welcome to the stage Ross Blocher and Carrie Poppy.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you, Minneapolis. Oh, my God. This is amazing. This is our first huge sold-out show. Thank you so much.
Not only are you listeners, but you are now viewers.
So, Ross, we've been doing a very special investigation for the last week. You've been taking youth serum. Yeah, how's that been going for you?
Oh my God, where to begin? It is amazing. Yeah. I get to relive adolescence. Every morning
that sounds terrible.
I know. Really, it's not. I wake up in the morning, I look myself in the mirror, make sure if my beard's growing. I get to relive that. And then I pop some acne, of course.
Sure, look.
So it's all great. But the sad thing is it doesn't last for long. So in fact, I might need to get some more of that in the back.
If
you guys don't mind.
Okay, cool. I'll vamp.
And change my clothes really quickly, too. Don't ask why.
Okay, cool. See you in a sec. He's experienced at this. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're all here. Look at these three rows of crammed people. Thank you so much. Oh, good. There you are.
Hello, oh, I'm back.
You've got the youth serum.
Great. Yeah. I might need another hit.
Yeah, you're looking different. So what? Oh, perfect.
Here, let's spray it on the audience. I hope nobody's allergic to whatever it is I'm actually spraying. Hi, everybody.
So this is
again.
Aura smudge as
oh,
well.
Oh yeah. Okay. So this is actually right. Aura smudge. Smokeless juniper sage mist. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. I got somebody
like,
who does not like this. Clear and uplift a sacred space.
And so here it is.
We detected some
properly.
Ghosts and demons earlier. They're all gone now.
Thank goodness.
Where did you get this?
I got that at Rainbow Acres Natural Foods in Los Angeles. One of those stores that sells that kind of thing.
I'm sure it's Al Tour.
Yeah. Oh, yes. By the way, we have shirts, brand new tour shirts, available only to you,
exclusive
the people who come
on
to this tour. Everyone who's looking at it and going, what? This is what it means. We often say, I'm sure it's all true, but we also talk about owls, but we're also on tour.
Someone we're going to introduce in a little while said, we could have said, I'm sure it's Al Tour.
I know.
That would have been three layers of...
a real missed opportunity.
Who got dragged along here by somebody who has never heard the show and is wondering what the hell is going on?
Amanda's boyfriend or husband.
Well, welcome.
Amanda almost ruined the show. She was here first, and she kind of caught a glimpse of some things, so don't let Amanda spoil it
for you. Don't tell anybody.
You know how she is. So, first of all, welcome to Ona, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but...
we make a live audience do it for us.
We are not going to show up so you don't have to. We're going to make you do it this time. All right, so we've got a bunch of experiments we're going to conduct today with the help of you, the audience. So the first thing we're going to do is share this wealth. Oh, here's your rum and diet, Ross.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we should mention at the bar, if you can make your way there, there is the goat sperm. That's a special drink for tonight.
That's right.
It's essentially a hot and toddy. It's got...
we said it had to be a hot drink.
Lafroig and Frenet and gin. There
yes.
we go. I got it. That's the sum total of my drink knowledge right there.
Okay, so we're going to need a few volunteers, and all we're going to ask you to do for this one is just hold a healing stone. And all of these do different things, but they are for specific astrological signs. So, for example, who here is a Cancer who... okay, good. Cancer is great. Now we're going to whittle that down. A Cancer who needs purification and needs to remove fear and depression. Oh. Condolences.
Yeah. Somebody had like people around them pointing. Yes. And you agree, that's you. Okay. All right. While our cancers are at the ready, we've got orange calcite here. And let's see, it removes fear and depression. Oh, said to increase energy, remove negativity, and calm the mind. Who needs that? Cancers.
Oh, wait, no? You said cancer. Is it cancer or Capricorn?
Okay, a cancer who could
Was it cancer? I thought you said Capricorn at first.
Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Anybody match that? Yes, you, sir. Come on up. What
you're
going
to hold this, and then later in the show, we'll check in with you. We'll see, is your depression cured forever, et cetera.
Hold it tight.
Okay, so now I need a Capricorn with skin and or eye problems. Oh, this poor table.
All right, we've got a Gemini. This works on the throat chakra. Treats stress, pain, and leg cramps.
Ooh, yes. A Gemini with leg cramps.
And
classic.
Hopefully it treats sprays that upset you.
This is so sad. Do we have a Leo who lacks ambition? She knew right away.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay. Wait a second. A Pisces who needs peace, wisdom, and intelligence also treats insomnia.
A dumb Pisces over there. Okay, now we need a Capricorn who needs clarity and may also have trouble with the veins or skeleton. Anybody?
Veins or skeleton.
That was a specific one. Okay. You're shaking your head and raising your hand.
Wait, we gotta deliver this one.
Great, thank you.
Oh, you got it.
She's got a poor skeleton. Be careful.
Okay. These are all from the Rainbow.
Everything here, with one exception, is from Rainbow Acres.
Okay, an Aquarius who needs help with self-esteem and willpower. Yeah. Oh, hey. We have another problem table.
And now I need an Aquarius, maybe who has something like ADD, doesn't have concentration and focus. Aquarius.
And I also have
ADHD. Great. Why not?
Hold on to both of them. Should solve everything. Okay, we've got some jade here. We need a Libra who needs some longevity, purity, and serenity, or any kidney problems.
Someone to your right, maybe.
Oh, boy. Oh, sorry, you got beat
up. Whose kidneys are worse?
She's worried about her kidneys.
Okay, oh, perfect.
Last one.
Last one, we need a Leo who is dishonest. Needs help strengthening their bones and reducing pain, and maybe has arthritis. A Leo. Oh, great. Okay. Can we pass this back? Okay, great. All right, great. So we'll check in on you later in the show. Obviously, everything will be fine at that point. You'll be all good. Oh, yes.
Okay, so here's the only thing that did not come from that store. I picked this up because we just recently did an episode on Himalayan salt, where we deeply embedded ourselves in that, and it worked so well. We thought we need this 2-in-1 Himalayan salt inhaler as seen on TV.
Whoa, that's how you know it's good.
A listener told us about this. Comes with a refill pack. So what I need is somebody who has breathing problems.
Maybe you have asthma, for example.
Okay, wait. All right, I'm going with you right there. Yes, come on up.
So 85% of people feel better after the first use. So if you don't feel better, you're a weirdo.
Okay, and just rest assured, we did not put our mouths on this in advance.
We took it out to look at it.
Apple design circa the first iMac, 1997 maybe. Okay, so just breathe through this. Yeah, right, like a little mouth harmonica. It should make your asthma better, and you have the length of this show to improve your condition. If you like it, you can keep it.
Oh, she's doing it. She's going for it.
All right, we'll check in on
you. How does it taste? Salty? Oh, just air. All right. Yeah.
All right.
That could be worse.
All right.
All right. What are we doing next? God, we have so many things. Oh, my favorite thing.
Yeah, speaking of Himalayan salt, what have you been doing, Carrie?
I have been doing something very salty myself. For the last 3 days, I have been eating sole, which is, see how pink this is? That is Himalayan salt that's been sitting in this water for 3 days now, just turning into saltier than salt water.
This is
salt water.
This is cloudy water, which apparently is what Minnesota means in the Dakota language.
Oh, it means cloudy water?
Yeah.
Gross. this just, you know, it does everything. It helps all of your, it makes you healthier. So every morning on an empty stomach, you take a teaspoon of this, and then you either add it to 8 ounces of water and drink that, or you can shoot it and then drink the 8 ounces of water. I can say from experience, shooting it is worse. So, Ross, you haven't tried it yet.
I have not.
You will in a sec, but you know who has been doing it with me for the last 3 days?
I know.
Oh.
But please tell me and everybody else.
Segway. You might know him as the author of Faithiest, or maybe from his interfaith humanist work, or maybe you know him from his many wonderful writings online. His name is Chris Stedman.
Chris Stedman.
Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me stay in your studio apartment this whole week.
Well, really, you should probably be thanking Tuna.
Tuna Stedman is Chris's dog. She's wonderful.
Very
welcoming.
Why isn't
she here?
Well, I don't think she's allowed.
Species is.
A rare instance where Carrie has warmed up to a dog.
So, Chris, what did you think of your 3 days eating, drinking sole?
So I kind of cheated for the first 2 days because you're supposed to have it on an empty stomach. But because Carrie's been on Pacific Coast time, she has not been waking up until 11, 12.
Yeah.
So I wake up a lot earlier than that.
It's very generous of you to blame that on the coast.
Yeah. So I had a little bit of coffee first, and then I went for a run, which is a great thing to do before drinking a dehydrating beverage. So I didn't do it on an empty stomach until today. I have to say, it's not the most pleasant thing first thing in the morning, or any time of day,
awful.
Really.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, I think it did help. Well, something, okay, so.
Yeah, it had a hidden benefit
for you. Yeah, so I had a canker sore in my mouth.
Chris recently quit smoking.
I did.
And apparently that is a side effect.
Thank you. For the second time,
Re-quit smoking.
Yes, and thank you, yes, thank you, yes. So I had a canker sore, and it did improve over the last couple of days, which could have just been it healing on its own.
No, it's the sole.
It's not how that works.
You did Google.
I looked it up, and the Mayo Clinic says, if you have a canker sore, swish your mouth with salt water.
I didn't
swish. Probably didn't need to swallow it. But, so, Ross, do you want to try your first swig? You're supposed to have about a teaspoon, and I would have your drink at the ready.
Okay. A teaspoon?
A teaspoon.
Is it bad if I have more than that?
I think you... We'll find it bad, but no, I don't think it's...
I think you should have more.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. You know what?
Wait,
chug.
Yeah. Chug, chug.
Oh, that answers it. Okay.
Oh, no. Russ, don't chug it. No! Your wife and son are watching. Oh, no, Ross.
Ross is going to be extra cured now,
I
think.
Oh, my God. I'm taking this away from you.
What did it do to you, Carrie?
How do you feel?
Oh, that's intense.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. It fills the mouth and the belly.
Well, when you drink that much
I'm in a little bit of a haze. Hold on. I'll be...
It's really bad. It made my throat, like, kind of close up when I took it straight. That was a very Ross thing to do.
All right, well, welcome to Oh No, Chris and Carrie. Ross is going to step off for the rest of the episode.
Ross in peace. Does anyone want to try it? I like this woman over here.
We got willing participants.
That is for me. You want to come get it? You, in the scarf. Scarf lady.
You know what? I think you should keep it.
Yeah, you can have it. You want it? Or pass it around, whatever. That's yours to do whatever you want with. Oh, here she goes. Oh, it's a pop top. There you go. Chug, 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 chug. Yeah, it's the worst.
She has the appropriate expression on her face.
So bad.
Yeah, right? It's bad, she says.
It's for you.
We don't
do
want
whatever
it back.
You want.
We don't want it back.
Yeah, please never let us see that again.
That's usually one of the best parts of an investigation when we know I never need to do this again. I'm done
100%.
With it.
Wait, so Carrie, would you say that it did anything for you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it made me very bloated. So on the first day, I mean, I was in physical pain for like 24 hours because of the water retention. After that, well, I did have a slight like migraine-y feeling when I first arrived here. It hasn't happened since.
Oh, well.
Some might say that's because I took a flight on the first day and haven't been taking a flight since, but maybe it's the salt.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably science. Okay. What next? What should we experiment with?
All right. You're going to help us proctor a test.
Yes.
Actually, in fact, you should tell us about this because you anonymized it for us. This is single blinded. We don't know what's going on here. You do.
Yes, I do. Okay. So here we have some very exciting bracelets. They are called Magna Spirit. They're ion charge bracelets. Has anyone ever heard of these before? Yeah?
Magna Spirit.
So they are, we were looking at these last night. They are 99% TPR. Does anyone know what TPR is?
It turns out it's rubber.
It's rubber, yep. Yeah.
We were looking for like spiritual terms.
I was stumped for like a good 20 minutes Googling, trying to figure out what TPR was.
It's like Texas Public Radio you were Googling.
Yeah. But I think it's very sneaky that they, instead of putting rubber, put TPR. Because I looked at that and I was like, oh, TPR.
Maybe that's good.
What's that?
It's 99%.
So it's 99% TPR and 1% titanium. And they utilize the Eastern philosophies of optimizing the body's energy flow by embedding wave bands at specific frequencies that are believed by someone to connect with the natural energy field of the body to give you more energy, stamina, and an overall feeling of well-being. Oh, that sounds great.
I love that general blanket. Are believed to.
Yeah, by
like, yeah. Someone. Hey, Mike in the back, can you believe this for a minute? Because I need to write it on the band. Oh, I believe it.
I'm guessing it's the 99% TPR.
Oh, that does the trick.
That does the trick.
Absolutely.
So we've got 5 green ion balance bracelets.
Seriously, my stomach does not feel good.
Yeah, I believe it.
I'm a little queasy.
You know, we do have an extra one of these.
I might
need it.
With well-being. And then we've got 5 red ones, very similar, you may notice, in color to these beautiful T-shirts over here.
So Chris took out the active ingredient in 5 of these.
Not the TPR.
Right.
TPR is still
Thank
there.
Thank God. Yeah. No, he took out the little titanium hologram, and Ross and I don't know which one is missing it. So either
we
the green
know.
Or the red are totally missing the active ingredient. So Ross and I are going to get some of you to be on our respective teams.
And we should tell you what's involved first before you
volunteer.
Right.
Don't volunteer yet. So what we're going to ask you to do is come up and stand on one foot. So these are supposed to help your balance. And then whichever team has the last standing member, we will say is the winning team. That's the one that the bracelet worked on. And then we'll check to see.
So
whether
if you're,
it was the one with the active ingredient.
Right. Okay. So if you're feeling you could benefit from stamina and can stand on one foot for a while, if you're able to do that, we'll take, we're doing 10 volunteers total.
What do you think? Can we fit
5 of each?
5 each?
I think maybe if we spread around the stage.
Yeah, it'll be cozy up here. So we're going to have a Team Ross and a Team Carrie.
You just can't lean on each other for ballast or anything. That's cheating.
So I'll be Team Red, you be Team Green.
That makes sense. I've got the shirt. Okay.
Great. All right.
Okay, first volunteer. Yes, right there.
Great,
come on
and I'll pick a Team Carrie. Great.
Team Ross.
Come on up.
Okay, we got another
team
one.
Team Carrie, yay.
Right there, yes. All right.
Maybe someone up there?
Yes.
Enthusiastic Razor.
And, all right.
I reward squeaky wheels.
Do you need more?
I think I got 5.
Okay,
so here,
I had a second
you can put it on your wrist.
And a third, so I need 2
you are welcome.
More. Sure, you. And back there, someone from that table. Good.
Welcome all to Team Ross.
Great. Okay, I think we have 5 now.
You too.
You have yours. There's one. You're welcome. They're varying sizes. If you didn't get the size,
I guess we'll move in front of the table.
Yeah. And one more. Thank you.
So feel free to
carry. Team carry.
Feel free to stagger, but like in position, not in, you know, standing. Just stagger. You get what I mean.
So we're gonna do on the count of three. We'll have them stand on.
Yeah, start standing. And that's a
which
good question.
Leg?
You know what? Everybody has kind of like a different dominant leg, so whichever one you feel is dominant.
Your sturdiest leg you'll keep down.
But here's the rule. If you have to, you know, steady yourself, drop the other foot.
You're out.
You're out.
That's it.
You can keep the band, though.
Congrats.
How much are they worth?
25 cents. They were on super sale. I think their original value is like $20 or something.
Yeah, that sounds about like Power Balance bracelets used to sell for $30.
Yeah.
I don't know what they sell for now. Oh, my stomach.
Are you still feeling the salt?
Oh, my stomach does not feel good. Seriously. Okay. All right, so on the count of three.
Sure.
One, two, three.
Great. See you guys in a few minutes.
Okay. And yeah, if you drop out, that's okay. Just do your best.
This is literally just going to keep happening until they fall over. Okay, cool. Okay.
Let's vamp while they stand.
Yeah. We have...
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'll hit lap on my phone. Okay, thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. Team Carey doing it right.
Oh, we lost two Team Rosses. Uh-oh.
Oh, two Team Rosses. Yep.
Stay strong.
All right. Okay, so we have a spray. Oh, Ross knows what's coming. Team Carey! Oh, it's all right. Okay.
This may be over faster than we thought it would be.
Uh-oh. Whew, okay.
Oh, close call on Team Carey.
Got some very calm, steady folks over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go Team Ross.
Yeah. This kind of makes sense that your team would be like slow and steady, and my team's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. Still going. She's still going. She's got it. All right.
She's doing it.
All right. Oh, no. That was
thank
valiant.
Thank you, Team Carey. Thank you.
Oh, hey, all right. Advantage Team Ross.
Okay.
So what do you got there?
I've got grief and loss spray. Wow. Has anyone recently experienced a death of a loved one? Oh. And wants to be sprayed. Do you want to be sprayed? Okay. You what?
She just left a funeral an hour ago.
All right,
I've never seen someone so excited.
Okay, now don't worry. This will cure your settled despair, the after effects of physical, mental, or emotional shock, your deepest despair, and the limit of your endurance. You ready?
All right, no table touching, Team Carey. I'm watching you.
How are you guys feeling? All better?
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, okay.
Wonderful.
Oh my God, it already worked.
Grief and loss spray available at your local Rainbow Sage. What was it called? Oh, we lost to Carey.
No! Carey, one Team Carey is
gone. I think you're going to need the grief and loss spray in a second.
You're absolutely right. Do you guys want to take this and share it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're friends now. Great. Thanks, guys. They felt better. Everyone's like a little down in this room now, but don't worry, they're all better. Okay.
All right, so now we're ready for our water experiment.
Oh, yeah, great.
So keep on standing back there. Oh, our excellent balancers. Oh, Team Carey's having some trouble back here.
Oh, no.
We're down to one for Team Carey.
Is this my last one? I need you, Batman.
All right, yeah, no hooking the foot.
Okay, you're doing good. Maybe if we don't all stare at him. Thank you, Chris.
We've got a special guest to explain to us how this water experiment's gonna work.
Yes, please welcome my sweetheart, Drew Spears.
Hello, Minneapolis, thank you so much, thank you. Thank you. Water. Some people bathe in it. Others choose to excrete waste into it. And yet, a smaller fraction, a more adventurous fraction, decide to consume it. Now, I myself don't identify as one of these people. I mostly just drink vodka. But drinking water has been innovated slowly through the last several thousand years, starting with Hippocrates. Known as the father of medicine, Hippocrates came up with the Hippocratic Oath, wherein a doctor promises to do no harm to a patient. He also invented Hippocrates' sleeve, the first water filtration system, shortly after 500 BC. Around 200 years later, the Roman invented aqueducts, thus giving clean, potable water to their people. Unfortunately, during the fall of Rome, these aqueducts were destroyed, and as Europe entered a dark ages, people began to, drink water from where they made their waste, causing cholera outbreaks across Europe, until one Jon Snow came up with the ultimate water filtration system.
That Jon Snow?
Not that Jon Snow.
This is the one that knows something.
This is the English medicine expert. And then since then, there has been very little innovation in drinking water since we all discovered how not to drink out of our own waste. Until very recently, at stores across the nation, people are not satisfied enough with just drinking water. They've been drinking water of all different kinds. Perhaps water with CBD or other things. Ladies and gentlemen, we have prepared a water drinking experiment. Chris has helped me out. There are four samples of four different waters that have certain attributes that will give you,
Different benefits.
So we need three people up on stage to try these four waters.
So...
Okay, someone's very excited. Yes, you. Yes, you. And yes, you. Okay.
Great. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you, of course, which one's which, but... One of these waters will give you energy and recovery. One will stop aging and disease. One is detoxifying, and the other is a control water. Something we just got, out of the tap.
So, quick update, by the way. We have four people still standing on one foot.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up.
Team Perry.
Impressive.
Hanging on. So these are labeled A through D. Okay, so.
Yeah, I totally jinxed it.
How did you jinx it?
The standing. Somebody.
Oh, gotcha.
Water's good. Water's good.
Here's the A. So the first A. Okay.
So you're going to try all four of these, and then we're going to ask you questions about which one gave you which feeling.
Right.
Should we tell them the feelings first?
I already did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was paying attention to the balancing people.
Ross was in a salt K-hole as Carrie was.
I'm going to go stand in the corner.
Okay. So,
how much of this tree of water did you learn on Wikipedia right before this show?
Oh, entirely. I didn't know jack shit about water. I don't trust it. Fish fucking it. It's gross.
Okay, so bottoms up on the A's. Here we go. There's A. Okay, so let's see. So our options are... Ooh.
Here, let me help you.
Thanks,
hon.
Guys. I got it.
No,
sure, great. So let's start with you in the NASA style shirt. So what options
energy
have we got?
And
okay. Energy and recovery. Stopping age and disease.
Detoxing.
And control.
And there's a control. So
okay. So what do you think that was? How do you feel?
Definitely not detoxing.
Not detoxing.
Not
okay.
detoxing.
Not
feeling
detoxing.
Very toxified. Got it. Living forever!
Hey,
she feels like she's living forever
living
now.
Living forever.
Okay, great. What's that? A. Yeah, that was an A. Okay.
All right.
Our second volunteer is right here, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I'm going to go with control water.
She says control water.
Control
she
water.
Didn't feel anything.
She used her control.
Control
what a shame.
Water.
Okay, and our third.
I feel hydrated. Control water.
Control water.
That's fair. That's
okay.
fair. Okay, great. Let's
sample
B.
Sample B.
See, so there are four possible waters. So you have four options sample times. B. So 4 factorial. 4 × 3 × 2 × 1. So 24 possible permutations each person has. Right. This would be hard to guess right. See? This is very scientific.
The magic of live podcasting.
All right, shall we do B? Oh, you already did. Okay, ready, set, B. All right, so what are our...
Oh, we lost to Team Ross on the standing, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, no!
Ooh.
Bye, Team Ross.
You served us well. Well done.
Okay. Energy and recovery. Age and disease. Detoxifying or control. Drinker one. She says, okay, getting rid of disease. Great.
Excellent.
That's the disease / aging one?
Wait, I think we already did that one.
You already did that. Mm-mm.
So that's a control?
Let's say control.
Sounds like a control.
She didn't feel anything.
Okay.
Energized.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Strong feeling for energized.
Great.
I was feeling energized too.
Oh.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Here's hoping.
Mark those with an exclamation mark in case they're correct.
Sample C. Okay. Sample C.
How you doing, Team Carrie?
I'm feeling great.
We still got two Team Rosses
correct.
Left.
Okay, C's, let's, bottoms up. Okay, drinker one, we've got, what have we got left?
Recovery, stop Asian disease, control, and detox.
What do you think? Another control.
Another control.
Can we do that?
I don't know, can we?
Just got to choose one of the remaining ones.
We run
ones.
The show.
Oh, fire enough.
Okay,
detox.
Great.
Detox, okay.
Drinker two?
I think I'll say detox too, yeah.
Detox, okay, great. Oh, so now that toxifying feeling is gone for you.
It's gone.
Oh, great, that's great.
I was also with the detox.
Oh, okay. Unanimous
you guys are very
detox.
In sync.
I hope this is right.
All right, and the final
yeah, if
sample.
These two got
sample
every single one.
Sample D. All right.
All right, go for it. Water D. All right, well, so I guess we've got whatever's left, but let's see if it matches. What do you think, drinker one?
Energetic.
She said, sure, why not?
Energetic.
Drinker two.
Yeah, I'm suddenly overcome by feeling that I will never die.
Oh, she feels immortal. Perfect. And drinker three.
Yeah, I'm still 24, and that was my 8th cup, so I'm going to live forever.
Perfect.
Nice.
She's going to live forever. All right. Oh, excellent. And now Drew is the only one who knows
okay.
what A through D were.
Ross, I hate to interrupt this.
This exciting live show? Yeah, I was really into this.
I know. I'm sorry, but I need you to follow me to the billing department.
Let's go.
That's a Sawbones reference.
Yeah, now I expect their music
the medicine,
to be playing. The medicine. The medicine. For the mouth. I'm not sure what they're saying.
Escalade macabre for the mouth.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I don't know what that would mean.
Well, we're here to tell you about a couple things. One of them is Brooklinen.
Yeah. Did you know that Brooklinen sponsored this episode?
That was mighty nice of them.
I know. They make sheets and they also make shows. But, you know, you spend a third of your life in your sheets.
Most people do.
Exactly. Because you got to sleep about 8 hours a day. And well, you don't sleep 8 hours a day, do you?
No, but I spend time in bed.
I bet you plus me divided by two is around 8 hours.
There we go.
And you want to do it in some soft, yet comfortable, yet well-made, yet, I don't know why these are yets, but you want to have some good sheets.
Yeah, and these are fantastic sheets. I don't know what the thread count is, but it feels great.
Yeah.
And people always talk about...
At least two in there.
People always talk about thread count when they talk about sheets.
Yeah.
I don't really
know. I think
know.
You want it to be high.
Yes.
Yeah.
The more
so
the
then
better.
So then it's
the more
got
the
a lot
merrier.
Of axes to bend on.
An axis that goes along the Y axis, but yet... there is an X-axis
exactly,
as well.
But a
but
bunch
yet,
of them.
Yes, they are layered on top.
Exactly.
We digress.
I think it's time for a bedding upgrade for our listeners.
Yeah, if you've been enjoying your sheets that you already have, they're fine. You know what? They're probably a little long in the tooth now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's time to have a conversation about whether you need new bedding.
Exactly.
Or what if you're going to run a wash and you you need some other sheets to substitute in.
You gotta lay down while you wash.
And then if you get Brooklinen sheets, those will become your main sheets and the other ones will be the
your backup
fill
sheets.
In the gap ones, right?
Exactly.
Or people just came to visit, let's get out the other non-Brooklinen
make them
sheets.
Deal with it. You know, here's the thing, you guys. Brooklinen is a luxury bedding company and they have 30,000 five-star reviews and 500,000 happy sleepers and counting.
And they work directly with manufacturers, yet directly with customers.
Oh, very interesting.
And yet there are no middlemen.
What?
Meaning they can give you that five-star hotel quality sheet that is affordable and easy to order.
Yet easy to order?
Yet easy to order.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, these sheets don't just feel amazing, yet they look great, too. You can mix and match over 20 colors, yet patterns.
Brooklinen.com has yet another exclusive offer just for our listeners. You get $20 off, yet free shipping when you use the promo code Ross and Carrie, all one word, both of our names together. Carrie is C-A-R-R-I-E. Ross
and is spelled out.
A-N-D, no ampersands, nothing like that. Ross and Carrie at Brooklinen.com.
Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, yet their comforters, yet their towels come with a lifetime warranty.
And yet the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use that promo code Ross and Carrie at Brooklinen.com.
That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Ross and Carrie.
Are you ready to find out what A, B, C, and D were?
I am.
Okay. I want to let everyone at home know that we poured these samples into very cute, tiny solo cups. They look what a little mouse would play beer pong with. Okay. Sample A is alkaline water, which gives us the properties of...
Oh, no. No, no, no. Don't look at that. He knows. You don't know. He knows.
I genuinely don't know what the properties
what
are.
What does alkaline water do?
It stops age and disease.
Hey!
Age and disease.
Did anyone get that right? Hey!
Hello!
Drinker one.
I love your shirt, by the way. She's wearing a shirt that says not flat, and it's got the NASA logo.
Very
fantastic.
Nice.
We checked.
Okay, and B?
Sample B is... the control.
Oh, what did people guess? Oh.
Oh!
Two for two.
Trigger one, psychically in tune.
Our control, by the way, was good old-fashioned raw water. Raw water.
It's a lie.
No, it's not. I poured raw. It's tap. It's whatever they have here at the ice house.
Yeah,
you probably
have
it there.
Water.
In your drinks. Sample C. Sample C is solar rain.
So, let me tell you what solar rain is. This is my favorite
this
of the
is good.
Waters.
So
solar rain is when Prince goes eco-free,
nope.
Right?
Eco-free.
Yeah. Right? Come on.
That's
eco-free.
I think he went eco-free very recently. Oh
no.
Sorry, Minneapolis. No.
After the show, we will be offering grief and loss spray.
Okay, what's happening here? Okay, here's what solar rain is. They take water, they put it in a room. They evaporate the water into a cloud in the room. Then they cool the room back down. The water comes back down. They collect it again. They sell it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is that supposed to do?
Detoxes.
Hey!
Detox?
Oh, did you get
what?
That?
Three for three?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Four.
Oh, you got that right, too? Oh, okay. Oh, they all got that one right. Solar water is powerful.
Nice. Nicely done. Ooh, that means it works. Solar rain works.
It's perfect.
And the final... Sample D was hydrogen water. Hydrogen water.
Unlike regular water.
And Chris, what does hydrogen water do?
Energizes and helps you recover.
Great.
That's like breathing nitrogen air. Like, that's the primary component. We just called it out.
Okay, did anyone, you got all of them. That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Oh, we have a prize for you. Pick an owl, wait.
I actually pick a pin. Have both of them.
You do?
Maybe, could you give one as a gift?
Here, pick one to give as a gift.
Oh my goodness, I love the owl.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, well done, thank you.
What was your name?
You.
Is your name?
Megan LeMay.
Megan!
Yay, oh, Megan!
We also have a book for you at the table.
Oh, so. You won the owl contest.
One of our amazing
gosh.
Artists.
Winner!
A celebrity!
Thank you, Megan. Well
Megan,
done.
If you can stick around after the show, I want to do a Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi taste test with you.
Oh, yeah.
See how long this streak lasts.
Absolutely. Well, no, thank you, drinkers. Thank you so much.
Well done. Thank you.
Okay, how are we doing back here? Wow.
These are
the survivors.
We still got one Team Carrie and two Team Ross.
Yeah, maybe we should find out more about these people.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then about Chris. We know about him.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Ryan.
Great. And where are you from, Ryan?
Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, Fargo, all right, Fargo. All right. Is it just like the movie?
Pretty much.
Right.
Wait, now are you from Fargo or are you from Moorhead? Because they're not the same thing.
They're like the Twin Cities, except smaller.
So you're from Moorhead.
Fargo, North Dakota. Very close to Moorhead.
Oh, he really is from Fargo. Okay. All right, we'll take it. And your name?
My name is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
You're on Team Ross.
Yep. Okay.
How's it going? What does it feel like?
My foot's numb, but other than that, it feels fine.
Great.
Do you feel like you're getting power from the band?
I'm usually pretty good at standing on one foot. And so I actually feel a little more shaky than usual.
Hmm.
Oh no.
Are you feeling anything from the band?
It's a little scratchy.
Is it the duct tape?
It's the tape.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the tape. Oh, right. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I'm sorry.
And you?
Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Also Team Ross.
Yes.
Represent.
How are you feeling?
Definitely shakier than normal.
Weird. Do you think it's from standing on one foot?
How often do you do this?
Yeah, like they know.
Surprisingly, more often than you might think. You can ask my wife.
I mean, more than once.
Is your wife here?
Is surprising to me.
She's at the table down there.
Oh, she's waving. Why does he stand on one foot?
Is this true? Why does he stand on one foot? Yeah.
He works in a greenhouse and he gets bored.
Sure. So you stand on one foot.
What do you grow in the greenhouse?
Corn and wheat.
He has a look like it's actually marijuana, but he can't
yes,
say that.
Yes, totally does.
Yep.
You stopped and you thought, like, what are some vegetables?
Socially acceptable vegetables.
I actually make GMOs.
Oh!
Nice!
Yikes!
Nice.
No, good job, good job. Okay, cool. So, oh, yes, Drew, is it?
Yes, Drew from the water experiment. I have a question that might have affected the control of this experiment.
Oh, no, did we do
how
something wrong?
How many people who were up here standing had imbibed in alcohol?
Good question.
Okay.
All three raised their hands.
Three.
Oh, four. One
four.
In the audience.
Hey, I mean, if our survivors are still...
pretty much everybody. So.
Okay, cool. Sounds okay. Great.
We've leveled
awesome.
The playing field.
Sounds cool.
But
bye.
Good test.
It's a good question.
How many of you had the goat sperm? Any of you?
Anybody?
Is that who's drinking it now?
Oh,
how
yeah.
is it?
We announced it once everybody
How's your
was
balance?
In their seats.
Normal? Normal.
Yes.
Cool. Normal.
All right. Goat sperm helps with balance.
Exactly.
You heard it here first.
Exactly. So, Chris, while these three people stand on one foot behind me, why don't you tell me about your work? What is it that you do?
Sure. So I'm the director of the Humanist Center of Minnesota, which is a new project that is a collaboration between a number of humanist organizations here in the state of Minnesota.
Great.
That's seeking to explore what it would look like to open up a center where non-religious people could gather to find community, to connect with each other. And so what we're doing in order to investigate whether or not that's something that people want, something that people need, what it would look like, I'm working with a couple of researchers at the University of Minnesota, sociologists, and we're building a comprehensive survey to study the beliefs and practices of the non-religious and find out where they're finding community, and I imagine some folks find community at an event like this. So that's kind of my day job, is I'm a humanist community organizer. I'm looking into
what non-religious people believe, what they do in their lives, what matters to them, and yeah, I'm also a writer. That's kind of my other day job.
It's fantastic work. And if someone lives in the area, or anybody, how can they be involved? How can they help out?
Yeah, reach out. Definitely. We are currently getting ready to launch our pilot of this survey. I have been working with, as I said, some amazing researchers. So I've learned a lot about how to design a good survey, how to do it. But we still have to sort of see if the survey that we've created actually works. So we're about to do a pilot. If you are a researcher, if you're interested in getting involved, we would love to have your input. But also, if you're just looking to learn more about this and how you could contribute, we'd love to hear from you. Please just reach out to me. I am on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, etc.
Cool. Fantastic. And also, if you buy a shirt tonight, we're giving $5 to
the Humanist Center of Minnesota. Yeah. Yay. Thank you, everyone.
$5 for the shirt.
And if you get my book tonight, none of it will be donated to the Humanist Center of Minnesota. It all just goes to me.
But it's expensive also to research and write a book. So
it is, yes.
Yeah, I've
is
been to his studio apartment. He's not living large, you guys.
Thanks,
and we
Carrie
both read the book, and you'll want to read it too.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, it is. It's a wonderful book. Chris knows that I got 7/8 through it and then lost it, so I feel like I'm bullshitting saying that it's a wonderful book. I told
the other night I posted a picture of Carrie online saying, look, it's Carrie Poppy with her favorite book. But that was a lie because she hasn't finished it.
I know. At the very end, she could be like, you know, I hate the environment, and I would still be out there saying, like, it's the best book ever. Okay, cool. So I'm starting to think these people will never fall over.
What do we do? Well, we can check in on some of our other
I'm
going to
start blowing. I don't think it's working.
Yeah, let's check in on our
grievers.
Oh, yeah. How's the grief going?
Are you still feeling?
Oh, no.
She's sad again.
It only,
do you
well,
have
how
the spray?
Does it say how long it lasts?
She says it wore off quickly.
Much like my youth serum.
It says,
by the way, everybody, that was Andrew Blotcher, my son, over there.
Who did indeed vamp.
He did vamp. Yeah.
One of my favorite things about the grief spray is under uses, there's a bunch of bullet points, including sadness and despair, depressed spirits. But my favorite is the last bullet point, which is everything is too much. Which is certainly a mood.
That's a good description. Everything is too much. Yeah. I think we've all felt that.
Yeah, totally. It's just, it's like strangely formatted, though, because it's uses, everything is too much.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Not when everything is too much,
right.
Or to help when you're,
We're probably patenting the grief and loss spray, but they deserve it.
I can't parse that.
So this is a 1 month supply, by the way. So keep spraying.
Don't use it all tonight.
Okay, how about our, shall we check
our bracelets
and
various
stones.
Other medallion stones?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. We had a Pisces. Oh, where's our dumb Pisces? Hey!
All right, come on up.
Are you feeling smarter?
Yeah.
Are we gonna make them do mental math?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, quick, top of your head, grade school, what's 11 times 12?
Oh, no.
Well, I am too, okay. Two embarrassing things. One, I am a teacher. And two, I am two vodka tonics in, so we're all going to be really kind. Uh-huh. But so 12 times 12 is 144, so I'm going to go with 132.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Good job.
Oh, so smart.
I like your process. Wow. Tell us your name.
I'm Elizabeth. Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And so would you say this helped?
Or the vodka, I don't know. Absolutely, we'll go with the stone.
Oh. I'm calling it a success. Oh, why don't you hold on to that then?
Yeah, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All right, so one
no
stone so far.
No longer dumb.
Oh.
Free hugs.
We also had a Capricorn who had had emotional blockage, needs compassion, relieve ancient traumas. This isn't springing
what is a Capricorn again? Like the symbol? What is it?
Oh gosh, you're asking the wrong person.
What?
The ram? That's Aries.
A gold
that's
mermaid?
Me.
Oh, that's cool.
A cobra?
A fish goat?
Goat. Goat. It's a goat. Okay.
We have the,
this over here
a
is
a goat
my,
mermaid. That's worthy of the name
my
Capricorn.
My go-to astrology expert over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goat mermaid, yeah? Okay,
yeah, okay.
Yes, thumbs up on goat mermaid.
I so identify with this person here who is 100% certain about the answer and is like, you're asking a trivia question I know the answer to and not paying attention to me. So, okay, a goat mermaid thing. It's one of our only two Capricorns. So where are our two Capricorns? Okay, what did we tell you yours would do? Oh, skin and eye problems. How are they doing?
Well, I don't. You'll have to look at my face and tell me if I still have adult acne.
I thought I was just putting you in an uncomfortable position, not me.
You know, I didn't look carefully enough beforehand, so I don't know if it's clearing up. But yeah. I think you're looking great. Then again, the lighting's kind of reddish.
Contact does still hurt, though.
Oh.
Your contact hurts. Okay. So I guess that one's neutral.
Uh-oh. Well, keep working it. It's our gift to you.
Where's our other Capricorn? Hey!
This
okay.
is very scientific, all of this.
So what was yours supposed to do?
My bones and veins.
Oh, your bones and veins.
How are your bones and veins
just
doing?
Just the bones and veins.
The same. Not okay. worse. It's a success.
First do no harm, right?
Yeah, we all learned quite a bit about Hippocrates earlier. okay, how about our Libra who had maybe kidney problems?
Oh, over here.
Hey, how are your kids? Oh, do you have to pee right now? Okay.
She yeah. has to pee.
Do you feel worse than before? Hey!
Not worse. Okay.
It's a success.
We'll take it.
Great. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, what about, who's that? That was Libra. Okay, so Leo. Oh, our Leo who lacked ambition. Hey! How
oh,
are you
and
doing?
Honesty.
Are you going to become a doctor or something?
This helps with honesty too, right?
Oh.
Or, wait, am I? I was looking at the wrong one. Sorry.
How is your ambition?
Oh, I am feeling very ambitious.
She's feeling very ambitious.
Excellent.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
oh. Yeah.
She's going to demand a promotion and a raise. Give me a high five, fellow Leo. Nice.
And if that backfires, Ross and Carrie are not accountable.
okay, and then we have a cancer, a depressed cancer. Over here? Yeah.
Uh-oh, Ross, you lost one. It's down to 1-1.
When did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Back to even.
All right, well done. For the
Team Carrie, keep it up. How are you doing?
I've been better.
That was impressive. She made it 28 minutes.
Oh.
Whoa,
really good.
Yes.
Really good.
Listen, Ross, I'm having a good time listening to this whole live show.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are listening to it and they're thinking, I want to go to one of those.
Yes.
I hope it comes to a town near me.
Right.
Well, they can go to carriepoppy.horse and they can check out all the dates that we have listed. More are to come. But listen, if you're in Nashville or nearby Nashville, we have a pretty exciting announcement for you.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
We are going to be at Pod X from the end of May to the beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
And the special guest for our live show is Stephen Mason of Jars of Clay.
Now, you may recall, Carrie and I are both big fans of Jars of Clay.
Enormous fans.
We are known to break out into song, mm-hmm. singing Jars of Clay songs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Stephen Mason of Jars of Clay is going to be with us on stage.
Oh my God, I'm getting excited right now and it's 6 months away.
So just thought all of you anywhere in the Nashville adjacent region should know that so you can get tickets.
Yeah, or honestly, anywhere in the world. This is worth flying to. Right?
So true.
Yeah, exactly. You know what else is worth it?
A good toothbrush.
Exactly. That is what I was thinking. And there's a buzzy gift on everyone's list this year. It is a Quip toothbrush.
And that's something they'll use twice every day, at least. And it was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth.
Ross just read that copy for the first time.
I was still struggling with Oprah's O List. What is that?
I'm guessing that's like her favorite stuff. Her magazine's called O.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's true. I have a mouth and I love it.
Same here. Every morning, every night, I'm using my Quip toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
I have my old toothbrush still sitting there.
I know. Mine's totally
screw
neglected,
that toothbrush.
Too. It is an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better.
And Quip is the gift that keeps refreshing, with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And you can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure they're never using old, worn out, or ineffective bristles.
Oh my goodness. Can you believe all this? I mean, if you give this to someone in their stocking, they're going to be like, thank you. I now have my dental health for years to come.
And this will fit in a stocking. It won't be mm-hmm. the sort of thing where you grab it out of the stocking, there's a long cord mm-hmm. attached
to it.
You're
like, is my entire stocking a toothbrush? You'll be like, no, it's teeny tiny.
Exactly.
Because it's got an internal battery.
And then you can put candy in there and people won't feel guilty eating the candy.
There you go.
Because they can follow it up with...
Brushing their teeth. Or maybe a lighter sugar candy.
Hmm.
Yeah, never mind, it's Christmas.
Boring. Yeah.
Listen, Quip looks like a big ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price. It starts at just $25, guys. So go to getquip.com/ohno and get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/ohno. And back to the show.
Okay, sorry, depressed cancer. How are you?
I am happy to be here and still have depression.
But not worse.
Mixed emotions.
Not worse. It's a success.
Well, we're happy you're with us tonight.
Yes, we are. Okay, and then we have another cancer, who also, maybe another cancer with depression?
Spiritual development. Depression calms mind.
It's our only other cancer.
Who had that one?
Yes. How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well.
He's doing very well. But
he's
sweaty.
He's doing great.
All right. That's probably
sweaty,
common in this room.
You're alive.
Not worse than before. Hey.
All right. Well, keep that around. Maybe it'll keep working for you. Excellent.
We have, who's our Aquarius with low self-esteem and leg cramps? All right, how's it going? Hey. You're great at trivia.
Yeah, it said it helped with willfulness, and I screamed goat mermaid very well, very loud, mm-hmm. and very well.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
You got two,
self-esteem,
right?
Self-esteem is still whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then I have concentration, I have ADHD. It is about the same amount of ADHD.
Are you sure, though?
It might be the methylphenidate, but, you know.
Hard to separate these variables.
Okay, and then we've got a dishonest Leo. Who was now you don't.
Is that really you?
Yeah. How are you feeling? More honest? More truthful?
Well, it doesn't work, but that doesn't mean honest.
Mm.
But it does work.
Hey!
Sure.
Okay, last couple.
He said it doesn't work, but wait, that would be honest. So it does work.
Our Gemini, who may be... Oh, Gemini, there you are. What was yours supposed to do? Absorb anger? Stress.
Are you still feeling stressed? Tell me now.
Well, I'm not getting sprayed in the face with sage, so I'd say my stress is lower.
We did it!
Look, I said I'm sorry.
Okay, last
do
one.
Do no harm, Ross. Do no harm.
Our last one's an Aquarius, who also needed concentration and focus. Oh, okay, great. Oh, this was a total success.
Oh, no, Carrie!
Oh, we lost the other team, the final team, Carrie.
And for those of you listening at home, the moment that Carrie said this was a total success, her last remaining team member dropped the other foot.
Fargo.
Moorhead.
No, how long did he last?
Oh, 31 minutes. Well done.
Whoa,
well done.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and the prize goes to Team Ross and GMO, our good friend. How are you feeling?
Oh my God, GMO's win!
Great. Can I put my leg down?
Yes, you officially won. And we had two Team Rosses for a very long time, so well done.
Okay, so stay up
and
here.
And hold on, let me...
We got to see which one had the
medallion. Oh, yes, the big reveal. Chris Stedman.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think you're going to like the answer.
Yeah?
The one that was both TPR, thank you, 99% and 1% titanium was... Drumroll. Can we get it? Oh, listen to that. Okay, it was Team Raw! Yeah!
And here you get your own Kate Planchett pin.
Perfect.
Sorry. You want your medallion back? Did you keep the medallion?
They are not here.
Here, here's one in the box.
Well done.
So
thank you so
works.
Much.
Can we? Oh, here. You can have this too. You get two. Power pins.
Now you have one that works.
There you go. Oh, you can make a friend. Your first friend.
Oh, Carrie with the zings tonight.
Carrie is not Minnesota nice. Prince heard you.
I'm so sorry. You know, I don't know if, other than Purple Rain, I don't think I could name a Prince song.
Carrie's really endearing herself to the Minneapolis audience tonight.
Raspberry Beret. Okay, yeah, I've heard that. Is that him? Oh, hey, all right. Wait, so you guys have two beret connections?
When doves cry.
Because you've got Mary.
Oh, here we go. So when Carrie thinks of Minneapolis, she first thinks of Chris Stedman, but then second, she thinks of...
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Of course.
There's some Minnesota love.
Yeah, I've only been here, this is my third time. The first two times, all I did was go to Mary Tyler Moore landmarks.
And this time, you haven't done anything Mary Tyler Moore besides buy a Mary Tyler Moore pin.
Yeah, true. So,
and this is my first time here, and I'm loving it, so... There's a lot of great artwork, like murals on the streets, which I love, and the food is amazing. I want to eat all your food.
Yeah.
See, Carrie, this is how you endear yourself to an audience.
Really good vegan restaurants here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Good job. Well, listen, we're about to wrap up. We said if we had time, we would do a Q&A, but we have time for maybe one question. Should we do it?
Let's do it. Yeah, question.
One. Who's got the best question in the room? She's been thinking about this for weeks. Okay, here we go.
Are you gonna do Jilly Juice? I'm really scared.
Oh. So Jilly Juice is
don't ask me that one. I've just had salt water.
So it's
we
a
need
water.
To get you some of that detox water, Ross. Where is it? Which one was the detox water? Was that the Solar Rain? Solar Rain? Can we get the big
bottle? Oh, there
we
go. It was once a cloud.
Here you go, Ross. No, drink it straight from the bottle. Don't put it in one of those little
Carrie, cups. Have you had some? Because
no,
I don't want to ruin it for
you.
Yeah,
let's try it. So Jilly Juice is not this. It is cabbage juice with like salt added. So it's this really, really salty concentrate that some people drink every day. They say that it cures cancer and diabetes and all sorts of things.
And doesn't it get rid of all the parasites inside of you, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
And how does it get rid of all the parasites? Do you know?
I don't know. You know, I haven't looked into it.
Do you want to know? Yeah. Oh, I read a big piece about it. Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, tell us about Jilly Juice.
Well, apparently the cause of all, this is what I read, but the cause of all illness is these parasites that we have inside of us.
Of course.
And the way to get rid of them is by drinking Jilly Juice. And you know it's working because all the parasites leave your body. And the way you know that the parasites have left your body is by looking in your toilet and seeing this often red, not bloody.
And
but
it makes you super sick, right?
And and so if you go to the Facebook groups for the Jilly Juice users, you see a bunch of toilet pictures. Yeah. Where they're all sharing their success stories. But actually, I mean...
They talk about their vomit and diarrhea.
It's very dangerous, right?
She's being investigated, isn't she?
And you know, some people have administer it to their children. And that was the kind of one of the things I was reading about was and seeing showing pictures of their diapers with
yikes.
With the parasites inside of them. So, I mean, it's a really serious thing.
I've not been looking
about
forward.
Poop. It's very serious.
It is on our list, but we both dread it.
And our list is like 13 pages long.
It was up there with urine therapy, so it might be another one of those stretch goal things. Make us drink chili juice.
I gotta say though, Solar Rain's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
It was once a cloud.
It was
a cloud.
Do you
feel detoxed?
Sure. You know.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't feel toxed.
I'm convinced.
Yeah. I'm sure it's all true.
Cool. Are you satisfied with that answer? With that really wishy-washy answer?
Was my description pretty close?
We're now giving this show to only you. What do you think?
It's yeast. Candida or candida.
Uh-huh.
Candida.
Candida.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be yeast that's in your body that it's flushing out.
Ah. See, yeast. You already know about it. You don't need us.
I think I did read that some say it's parasites and some, and also it's yeast.
Okay.
One or the other. Either way, you're cured.
Okay. Ross is pushing for more questions.
We can take more questions.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a nominated question right over here.
Well, I just
want
to let you know that I'm cured of asthma.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. She's been cured of asthma. That is wonderful. Sorry we forgot to check in.
All right, so you win the rest of this inhaler pack. We get a refill and the box and instructions. So
but
come on up.
If she's already cured, why does she need that?
So she can keep using.
Stay cured. Okay.
That's how cures work.
Do you actually feel any better?
I feel my mouth saltier.
Your mouth saltier. Perfect.
Thank you.
That's how you know. Okay, another question. Oh, whoa, okay, she really has a question.
Are you guys going to visit the Scientology Center in St. Paul?
Yes! That sounds like a challenge.
You know, so I went to the Scientology Center in Sydney, Australia recently and discovered they don't know who I am, whereas pretty much everybody in the greater LA area, as far as Scientology is concerned, does know my face, has been told to memorize it and kick me out.
Is anybody here a Scientologist?
Are you really?
I grew up in Scientology.
Oh my
goodness. She left Scientology.
She loves it. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Carrie, is this a somewhat recent development? Because when I visited Carrie in LA, what was that, a year and a half ago?
Right.
You took me to the museum.
Psychiatry and Industry of Death Museum.
They haven't gotten the memo.
They didn't get the memo.
The Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which is run by Scientologists but not formally connected to Scientology, they don't seem to have been told to not have us.
They let us in at least once.
I learned a lot. At that museum.
Oh, I thought you meant just now. Okay.
Oh, also just now, yes. But no, at the museum.
It's a wild
place. You learned a
lot,
and did you let it all go afterward?
Yeah, I learned a lot about how bad psychiatry is, mm-hmm. And now I am very anti-psychiatry.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Carrie.
I did my job.
Mission accomplished. Is anybody currently a Scientologist?
Is David Miscavige here?
It's like being a cop. You have to tell us. Which is not true.
It's not
so
true
I don't
of
get
cops
a bunch
or Scientology.
Right, so I don't want to get a bunch of emails.
Hot tip.
Well, so are you going?
What do you say, Carter? Can we stop by
the
Scientology
question.
Tomorrow? No, she says.
No.
Wife is saying no.
A wife overrule.
That's a great question, though. I don't know. I'll see if I can sneak it in.
I'm leaving for Wisconsin tonight, so I won't be able to make it. Yeah, woo, Wisconsin. Woo, Wisconsin. Boo, Wisconsin. Sure. Woo.
Do we have anyone here from Wisconsin? Whoa,
oh,
yeah.
Hey.
How about from Iowa? Do we have anyone from Iowa? Oh, wow.
Hey, all right.
The Dakotas?
Who thinks they traveled the farthest for this show besides us?
Raise your hand if you think you came pretty darn... What is it?
Chicago.
Right.
Anybody farther than Chicago?
Maine.
Wait,
originally.
I'm from Maine.
But did you come here tonight from Maine?
No.
No, okay.
Well, I like that she feels like her life has led to this moment. So she's like, yes, right, I traveled here.
Can anybody beat Chicago? Oh, what do you, yes?
England.
You came here for this show? What did you say?
Original.
Okay, come on.
All right, people. Chicago, come on up. You win a Kate Blanchett pin.
Yay.
Oh, she also has a question. Tell us your question.
Hi. So I've noticed an overarching theme in a lot of your more recent investigations with the UFOs, with the flat earthers, anti-vax people. They all seem to have a lot in common. What do you think drives people towards those movements? And how do we as skeptics or people who love science, how do we combat that?
What do you see combining those things?
Well, they all tend to gravitate towards those movements where they all think very deeply that someone is lying to them all of the time. And it's usually concentrated on the government or anti-Semitism, usually a lot of anti-Semitism. And they also tend to overlap a lot, like the anti-vaxxers and the UFO movements I've seen. No one believes in vaccines, and they all believe in UFOs. so that's just my opinion. What do you guys think?
Those are very good observations. I think you've hit on some of the common themes that they share, that people are lying to them. And once you have that established, it's so hard to find an inroad and talk someone out of that, because anything can be written off as a lie, anything that can be presented as information. Now, I guess the main question would be, why have we done a bunch of these related things recently? Maybe because they just feel really current and part of the kind of climate I think we're seeing in general politically. I don't know. You have any thoughts on that, Carrie?
Well, as far as how you talk to those people, I do think suspicion is a big part of it. I think that if you are generally just sort of a suspicious person, those movements are really attractive. I do think when we talk to those people, often they don't know why they believe that thing. And so you have to really ask them, like, well, what makes you believe that? And the first answer might not really get it. You know, it might be, well, I believe that because of this evidence and this evidence and this evidence. But if you talk to them longer, it comes down to something more fundamental. Well, I believe that because there's some bigger picture we're all not getting. And I think once you get down to that deeper theme that's driving them, that's where the conversation really begins, because it's easy to get stuck at sort of the evidence level, which is hard for me to say as a person who loves evidence. But if you stay there and you're not ever getting to, like, what's the real root? What's the emotional drive here? You can get stuck in that conversation forever. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. Everything you just said. Yeah, also special knowledge, I think, ties into all that. There's this, you know, they have this special domain. Ooh, I know everything about thermite. I know everything about what's the mercury additive, thimerosal to vaccines. You know, they get all those facts. And yeah, I think the inroad there is at least just to provide an environment where they won't be judged or hated for those views. And then at least you can have a friendship where you can talk about those things and eventually get to a place where it's safe for them to own different information. Mm-hmm. Because if they're being defensive, if they're trying to defend that position, you're only going to get cognitive dissonance. You're only going to get people putting their feet down. So I hope that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming from Chicago.
Okay, I think we can take two more.
Okay, two more questions. Yes. I see a very bold hand here.
Oh, did we try the goat sperm? You say that with a look that makes me think I shouldn't. Oh, no. Well,
somebody did not like the goat sperm.
Oh, well. I did not. It lived up to its name.
This is a rum and Diet Coke.
Yeah, same. But this has been a wonderful venue, and we thank them very much for making us a drink.
Ice House is fantastic.
Yeah, God, it's
beautiful. Oh, yeah, reporting to you live from the Ice House.
Oh, that's right.
Give it up for the Ice House. Yeah.
Shall we take a question from up here?
Yeah, up on the top.
Anybody?
Someone who can project.
Oh, I saw a hand go up there very quickly. Yes.
Who is the energy in the room?
I'm not Teal Swan. As she was asking, whose energy in the room are you really reading?
Oh, we're reading everybody's energy, and you're telling us who to call on. You knew that.
And really, it's the room that tells us, and everybody can learn from the answers that the room is providing.
Shall we take anybody with a question for Chris? Anybody have a question about interfaith work, or anybody who's red atheist, maybe, you have a question about how you can help. You have a question about Minnesota. He grew up here. You want to know what his favorite... Oh, there we go.
How does he run 11 miles every morning?
It's not 11 every morning, but some mornings.
It's impressive, whatever it is.
Should I just yell?
Yeah.
Well, I went to a small Bible college downtown.
Which college, can I ask? Oh, yeah, I used to live like a block away. The one coffee shop in the neighborhood was always full of people doing Bible study. Yeah, Segway, exactly.
So, I consider myself still a Christian, but I'm more in the secular side now. Like, how would you recommend having conversations with your family when it's that loaded?
Yeah.
Because it's very emotional for my religious family to see me being more secular.
Sure. Yeah, so the question is, if you grew up in a religious environment, or if you have family who are deeply religious and you yourself are, your religious views are shifting and sort of moving away from your family of origin or the folks that you love most deeply, even if they're not a part of your family of origin, how do you have those harder conversations with people who are concerned about that shift? And that's a great question. Thank you for asking it. It's a vulnerable question. Thank you for sharing that. I think it's also a hard question to answer because, you know, in interfaith work, we talk about, you know, one of the things I really liked about what you were just saying, Carrie and Ross, was talking about how you don't always necessarily start at the hardest point of disagreement. So you kind of start at a place where you can come to better see one another's humanity, build trust, build a connection, and then you can move into talking about the harder stuff. And that's one of the biggest things we talk about in interfaith dialogue and trying to help people understand one another better across lines of religious differences and destigmatize those differences. But family complicates that because with family, there's already kind of that trust there. And in many ways, it can be, I think, a lot harder because if you sort of shift away from what your family believes, it can be seen as a betrayal of family identity, of leaving the group, of rejecting the things that are most important to family. And so, you know, it's hard to say, here's the kind of blueprint to doing that well, because it's going to look different in every family. You know, I have been super involved in interfaith work for the better part of a decade now, for a decade, actually. And, you know, I have family members who still really struggle to understand who I am as a queer atheist and see that as being really counter to a lot of things that are very important to them. And I often have a harder time having conversations with them. So I think that, like I said, there's not a sort of here's how you do it answer. But what I can tell you from my own experience is some things that don't work well. You know, one year Thanksgiving is coming up for those who celebrate Thanksgiving. One year I was at my uncle's place, who's a fundamentalist Christian who loves the Creation Museum, who takes his children there, who has told me that he used to teach diversity workshops before he learned that that was bad and just all this stuff. And so he had us over for Thanksgiving, and he had this tablecloth on the Thanksgiving table with a sort of paper tablecloth and permanent markers where you could write what you were thankful for, which is a bad idea if you have me coming over at in my early 20s at that point. So I, you know, went around the table writing, you know, he had written a bunch of stuff like Christ's precious blood, you know. And so I went and wrote next to those things, the ability to think for myself. So, I can tell you, it did not open up a very productive conversation between us. No, he, what I try to do with family members who have a really difficult time with who I am and who see these fundamental pieces of who I am as being deeply in contrast to who they are, I try to start in a place that is not focused on those sort of great points of greatest friction and contrast. And I try to start in a place of helping them to see me as a little bit more human, and hopefully in the process also coming to see them as a little bit more human, and recognizing that there's a power imbalance there, right? And so I don't always have to meet them more than halfway, that it's not my responsibility to show them that I'm a human being worth being treated in a way that sees the dignity in me. But if I can make that effort, I find it's easier for me to start in that easier place and try to sort of rebuild a relationship that way. So unfortunately, that's not a here's how you do this, but I, you know, I have found that while it's more complicated in family contexts, in some ways it also, there's a way in which there's more at stake, and sometimes that can get you through some of the harder parts of that. So I wish you luck, and I want to thank you for that question. Thanks.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, definitely. Can I also add that with that question and with the last question, I think we can all let ourselves off the hook with this idea that you need to fix it in this conversation that's in front of you.
Totally.
Because that won't happen.
Yep. And what I often, one of the things that I've really valued about getting involved in interfaith efforts is recognize that sometimes I'm not the right messenger, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes because I'm queer, because I'm an atheist, because I, you know, have a nose ring or whatever, there are people who are just not going to be open to hearing what I have to say. But by building relationships with other people who are part of their group, who they see as in-group, you know, those folks can take what they've learned from our relationship and go back into their communities and do some of that work themselves so that I don't have to. Mm. So sometimes recognizing maybe I don't have it in me to do this right now, or maybe I'm not the best person to do it.
Right. If you're not feeling up to it,
yeah.
Just
or maybe
it's
you
not
just,
your responsibility.
Yeah,
at
you
that
don't
moment.
Have the skills, or you're not, you know, all that well aligned with them. So it's not on you. But I have found when I feel like there's an opportunity there, there's a window that I have rarely regretted going for it and trying. Yeah.
That's great.
Fantastic.
All right, great. That's it for our show. For the folks, thank you. For the folks at home who heard our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our administrative manager is Ian Kramer.
This episode was edited, maybe, by Victor Figueroa.
You can support us at MaximumFun.org/donate.
Maybe follow us on Twitter and on a podcast. Maybe go to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/OnRack.
Leave a positive review to iTunes or wherever you find podcasts, or write it on a bathroom stall. To people should listen.
Not
on
not here. Not
yeah,
here.
Not in the ice house.
The ice house is great. And thank you to Andrew Blotcher and Drew Spears.
Yay.
And Cara Blotcher and Chris Stedman.
Chris Stedman, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be over by the merch table.
Yeah, we'll stick around as long as we can. Please come say hi. We're happy to give hugs, take pictures, whatever you like. We'd love to meet you. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is Wonderful.
It's a podcast that we do as we are married. And how's the ad going so far? Because I think it's going very good.
We talk about things we like every week on Wednesdays.
One time Rachel talked about pumpernickel bread. It was so tight. You cannot afford to miss her talking about this sweet brown bread.
We also talk about music and poems and, you know, weather.
There was one...
Weather?
One time Rachel talked about Baby Beluga, the song, for like 14 minutes. And it just really blew my hair back.
So check us out on MaximumFun.org.
It's a cool podcast with chill vibes. Amber is the color of our energy, is what all the iTunes reviews say.
They will now.
Hey, it's Janet Varney of the JV Club podcast, and I am so excited to be joining Maximum Fun. If you're not yet familiar with the JV Club, it's a podcast with me and some of my favorite women, and in the summer, men, as we explore the highs and lows of our terrible teenage years into what I like to call our adult lessons. For example, you can hear about Allison Brie's humiliating moment at a gymnastics competition. You can hear about Jesse Thorne's incredibly salty language in English class. Or you can let Busy Phillips tell you how she met Sharon Stone at an Arizona toy fair, somehow. You can join me and all my once awkward friends every Thursday by subscribing to the JV Club at MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.